Acts chapter 1, verses 1 to 3. The former account I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach until the day in which he was taken up, after he, through the Holy Spirit, had given commandments to the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom he also presented himself alive after his suffering by many infallible proofs, being seen by them during 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. But it's not ascension. Or is it? Our text emphasizes what Jesus began to do and to teach, but it's thus also pointing out that he's continuing it now. And so every day, an ascension celebration. Twice, Luke tells us about Jesus' ascension. He's referring to his gospel as the record of what Jesus began to do and to teach. And so there he points to the culmination of that record in verse 3. Jesus presented himself alive after his suffering by many infallible proofs. When Jesus begins something, nothing prevents its culmination, not even death. Jesus is arisen. And what does it say? God himself declares that the evidence of that resurrection is infallible. This was no hallucination. The disciples were not expecting anything of the kind. They wouldn't believe the rumors when they heard them, yet they all saw him. At the tomb, on the road to Emmaus, in the upper room, twice, at the Sea of Galilee, 500 of them saw him alive on the top of a mountain there. And now, once again, they saw him do what could not be a hallucination, could not be faked, ascend into heaven. Nor was this a hoax. Thomas, the twin, made that clear for us, putting his finger into the holes in Jesus' hands, holes that had been stretched out, hanging for hours on the cross, thrust his hand into Jesus' side. No mere man could have imitated such wounds and then stood before them as the triumphant victor. And it clearly was not some conspiracy. We mentioned there were over 500 people involved seeing him, witnessing that Jesus is arisen, and many of them lost their properties, their homes, their families, their lives for that witness. Any conspiracy would have been thus exposed. Most importantly, it is God's word itself that tells us the evidence of this resurrection is infallible. And this infallible witness changed the disciples from cowering scarecrows to bold witnesses, willing to die, to tell others, your righteousness has been established. Your redemption complete. Jesus is arisen. Your sins are forgiven. Luke thus closes his gospel with the resulting blessing. Jesus raising his hands in that ascension to bless you and me. You are a holy child of God, the heir of his eternal kingdom. If Jesus had not finished this salvation, I'd have no reason to stand here, no hope to live for. But the infallible evidence of his resurrection is in front of each one of us, so that we can live today, every day, with assurance and hope. Think about it. Everything you do for Jesus, yes, from cleaning your room, to assuring your parents that, yes, you really do love them, has Jesus' blessing. The ascension in the book of Acts introduces then also all that Jesus continues to do and to teach. His rich wounds, yet visible above, are calling to you and me. Be witnesses unto me. I want to continue my work through you. You are my mouth to comfort the troubled, to encourage the weak, to lift up those that are burdened. You are my hands to touch the lonely, to pray even for those that hurt you. You are my heart to grow in wisdom, to cry for those who will not listen, and to rejoice with those that do. I am with you. My presence and blessing supports you so that, yes, everything will work for your good according to my purpose. My wife had an interesting account from her youth. She was zooming down the sidewalk on the tricycle she'd gotten for her birthday. Suddenly she stopped, looked back. It's okay, Jesus, I'll wait for you. She was afraid she was going so fast that Jesus couldn't keep up. But how often do we presume, I've got this handled, as if we don't need Jesus' presence for every aspect of our life? As if maybe he can't keep up with us, we're going so fast. If Jesus was not with us continuing his blessing, I'd have no confidence to stand here. No purpose to live for. But think about it. Everything you do, from, yes, your homework, to including that person that was left out, has Jesus' blessing. Every day, an ascension celebration. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Hymn 341, 341, stanzas 1 and 3.